like we're getting Rickrolled.
This is awesome.
Happy April Fool's
Mark, Day. Why don't you do some karaoke? We're gonna get you up. Yeah, that's right. We're never gonna let our listeners down. We're here. It's the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Mark. I want to thank the board op for that.
That was awesome.
Who is it? Somebody's got to chime in
Charles.
Here and take credit. It's
yeah.
Charles. Okay.
It's our friend Charles. He's always with us. And we, that was great.
Very good. Thrown off the groove. Free Talk Live. You can give us a call at 855-450-3733.
Exactly, Mark. And, you know, being April Fool's Day and all, I think we have to be kind of maybe skeptical of some of the news items that we talk about today, lest we read something fake. But you had this story.
Somebody's
that you
liable
told me,
to get us, you
yeah.
know?
If that happens, hey, it's okay, as long as it's entertaining. Yeah. I'm fine.
Everybody's
with it.
Been warned.
Yeah, exactly. Take it with a grain of salt tonight. But you told me about this story, Mark, that I...
It just doesn't sound like it could possibly be true.
No, but I'd like to hear about it anyway. You said something about cops dressing up like fuzzy bunnies.
Yep, this is one of those stories that I've gotten from freetalklive.com. You can go there and link to stories or blog posts or videos, whatever floats your boat. You can vote up other people's stories, vote them down. They'll do the same to yours. And that's what goes on at freetalklive.com. Lots of people will see your story. So if you've got something that's important to you that you want to get out there, this is the way to do it. It's a really great way.
Yeah.
It's freetalklive.com. So
we check them, usually.
Oh, yeah, we check them, but that's we're just part of it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's...
Think of all the people, even if we don't talk about it on the air, there are lots of people who go and check in and
tens of thousands
their...
of people are going to see that just from, you know, you post it getting on the front page or whatever. So
you'll be famous. You'll have your 15 seconds of fame.
Indeed. I don't know that you really get credit for it much. There's a little bit of credit underneath, but I mean, you know, I don't know that... I don't pay much attention to who put them up.
Right. Well, tell me about the fuzzy bunnies.
WPTV.com. Out of Florida, West Palm Beach, a man and a bunny were walking down the center median of Okeechobee Boulevard Boulevard Wednesday morning when the bunny began flashing a sign at passing motorists. Have a safe hoppy holiday. Buckle up. Amused drivers smiled and waved
hoppy
at the duo.
Hoppy holiday.
Yes.
Really?
One motorist even tried to give the man $20, thinking he was homeless. But it was no joke.
Wow.
Both were West Palm Beach police officers out to enforce the state-sponsored Click It or Ticket campaign, signaling...
Oh, now, I hate that.
Don't people in cute bunny costumes and tickets for $100 just seem to go together?
No, they don't. Actually, one seems really nice and voluntary, and the other one seems pretty much not voluntary.
Yeah.
Why would anybody want a ticket?
So the...
Even if it does come from a
the
bunny.
The officer is looking out from his little eye sockets here, catching people. I mean, because, you know, this
like
is the
Disney
kind of
character?
Thing where...
Like
if in Florida, I lived in Florida, and this is probably how it is in most places around the United States, except for New Hampshire, where adults can make up their minds as to whether or not they want to wear a seatbelt.
Yeah, we're the last
and
questions.
I believe we are the last.
Yeah.
But if you see a cop car, you're more likely to sort of, that hand reaches up towards, across your chest towards the seatbelt and back and pulls it slowly across.
You know, I always wear mine anyway, because I just think it's keeping me safe, honestly.
I generally do, but I don't always wear mine.
Yeah.
There's a couple of reasons, though. I could, for whatever reason, drive out of the state, and I don't want to forget and not have my seatbelt on.
True, yeah.
And secondly, of course, it's I believe in most cases it's safer. But there are people out there whose family members, there's certainly the stories, everybody's heard the stories, but the family members who
about
died in automobile accidents
traps you, yeah.
Because they were wearing a seatbelt. And imagine,
you know,
telling that person that they have to wear a seatbelt.
I hate to be such a, I don't know, I feel apprehensive about saying this, but I would say something to that person about it. You know, you can get devices that you can keep in your car that can cut the seatbelt in case you needed it to cut it.
One,
like if
but
you get
ways
an
off.
Underwater crash or something like that. Isn't that one of the situations where usually they say it's less safe to have a seatbelt on?
I don't know. I can tell you this. In December, I went to a... I'm a volunteer firefighter, among other things, in my town.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to a call, and there was a gentleman who had looked for all the world like God had taken a car and whipped it at the earth. He had hit two giant boulders, one 1,200 pounds, one 700 pounds. Knocked them, one of them more than 100 feet, the other one like 80. The wheel of his car went onto the 20 feet up in the air on the top of the thing that covers the gas station. His car actually struck gas pumps.
What were the circumstances? I mean, was he intoxicated? Or
We don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I do know that they did find some pills at the event. But he was going 120 miles an hour in a 30-mile-an-hour zone. And at least that's what they're estimating. And, you know, lost control of the vehicle and hit these gas pumps. I was the first one on the scene, and I was petrified. Petrified to go over there. I was prepared to do it, and then the fire chief came up and said, Mark, don't you dare go over there, you know, with his Yankee accent. Because I had to go get him. But then, you know, about a minute and a half later, people were on, you know, on the scene, and we went together. And I was attempting to reach his seatbelt, and I couldn't get this release lever. So there's this instance where this guy was in position for another 15 seconds or something as we had to go get some shears and cut his, you know, maybe it was more than that. Maybe it was 30. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Get some scissors and cut it. His seatbelt out. Somebody had him in their pocket, you know, right there. And then we pulled him out of position, 270-pound man or something like that. He was big. But, you know, he was stuck for a little while longer.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, that's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to keep you in place. And sometimes you need to not be in place. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't know.
Statistically, seatbelts are more safe than not wearing seatbelts. I'm absolutely believe that.
Yeah, it is... It's sort of irrational.
Skeptic, the rational thing to say is, look, let's do the thing that keeps us the most safe most of the time. Yeah. However, if you've got a brother, your twin brother was killed in an automobile accident, and the police officer tells you, true or not, and this has happened, that he probably would be alive if he didn't have a seatbelt on.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, what are your set of choices going to be like? How are they going to be affected? Humans are pattern recognition machines.
Yeah.
And they look at circumstances, they draw conclusions, they make decisions based on them.
But, you know, Mark, I wouldn't want to use the government to force anybody to wear a seatbelt, of course. That's not consistent with my principles. But, however, if I have the knowledge and information to know that statistically it's safer to wear a seatbelt, and they can really save you from some horrific car accidents.
Oh, yeah.
I think I would like to tell other people about that. You
I'm
know,
telling you as a firefighter, wear your seatbelt. I'm telling you. But I'm not going to say that there aren't instances. There's this off chance. And, you know, if you've got the story of the off chance, you can give us a call. Or the story of the chance where, you know, wearing a seatbelt saved your life. I'd be interested in hearing it.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to some
of
those people, too.
The bunny rabbit is looking out of his eyes. He's got a little walkie-talkie to his face, a little you know, what do they call it, microphone, you know, the little Janet Jackson thing. He's in control, right? And, you know,
I'm
he's
just
talking.
Picturing this. Yeah, it sounds ridiculous.
He's talking to his police friends down the road about the cars that he sees without seatbelts on. Because this is essentially how you'd have to work this with the seatbelt thing.
Oh, I see what they did.
Yeah, he's a
That's
spotter.
That's really
nasty.
Yeah, they're not being authentic there.
Right.
Right. There's somebody who's designed to entrap you, essentially.
Yeah, and it's
a fuzzy bunny.
So disgusting that because they use the bunny. I mean, here we are on this religious holiday. I don't know. Is it Easter?
Today? I have no idea.
I don't know.
I'm
an atheist. You know, it goes to show what it's like being a Quaker and you know not having
Is
to worry
Lent?
About holidays. We're during Lent. Somebody right now out there is wishing they could have the thing that they gave up. And they're like, it's Lent!
Charles is saying it's Palm Sunday.
It is Palm Sunday.
Love
so they're
the
using
innuendo.
The bunny during this holiday week, this holy week, you know, and the bunny's attached here, new life and the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
And they're using it as a way to, you know, give people tickets. And, you know, you could just set up a camera.
Yeah.
And you don't need to have the whole, you know,
Does the bunny
thing?
Get a cut? Because when they set up cameras, usually the camera company gets a cut of the ticket.
Sometimes the camera companies, but no, I'm just...
I wonder
this
if
is
the bunny's
bunny.
Getting some
no, the bunny
cash under the table.
Cop. Cop acting as a spotter so that he can wish you a holiday, happy holiday weekend and give you a nice fat ticket.
Nasty. Bad bunny. This is Free Talk Live. You can call us at 855-450-FREE with your seatbelt stories or whatever's on your mind.
This was stopped in California for being, in 2010, for being breathtakingly dangerous. But in Florida, it's been pretty successful just in the last 2 hours. 50 motorists were cited.
There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plan for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
And they call it democracy.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
Four new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at CDBaby.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Yee-haw! It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, I don't know what you're making fun of. This is the kind of music America's
hardworking. It gets better.
Minded Americans came up with this music. This is the kind of music that they went courting to. And I've got to say, I've got deep respect for this kind of banjo music.
That's
deep
great.
Respect.
Beautiful. Well played, Charles.
Apparently, it's going to go on all night.
I welcome it.
I say here.
It's going to be great. So, in case you weren't aware, you're listening to Free Talk Live.
April Fool's Day edition.
Exactly. And of course. Well, yeah, we're here on Sunday night doing this thing 7 nights a week, right?
That's right.
Not us specifically, but some of the Free Talk Live crew are here 7 nights a week. And, of course, if you'd like to share your thoughts with us, we'd love to hear from our listeners at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, shooting, or survival gear, ManVentureOutpost.com is the place to get it. They're going to get you some great rates on it, name brands, and the best prices that you're going to find on the Internet. They got fast shipping, too. They carry knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, much more. They're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau, and some prices, in fact, are so low they can't even be mentioned on the air. You can go to ManVentureOutpost.com and look through their huge, vast array of outdoor equipment for the outdoor enthusiast and get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. It's FTL is in Free Talk Live at ManVentureOutpost.com.
Sounds good to me. Let's go to the phones, Mark. We've already got several calls waiting patiently on the line for us. And I'd like to talk with Jeremy right now in Pennsylvania. He wants to talk about Derek J., our Tuesday night co-host on Free Talk Live, being and his recent encounter with the police. And Jeremy, are you with me?
Yes.
Hi. Tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah, I was driving and listening to the show, and I was hearing Mark and Ian talk about this Derek J., I'm a really new listener to the show.
Is this on Friday?
I started listening a couple weeks ago. I still don't know the difference between the voices yet. And I'm
okay.
I don't remember if it was Mark or it was Ian, but one of them, you guys were kind of saying, like, oh, are you defending the police?
That would be
Ian. He was trying to say he wasn't. Was that Mark or Ian?
Ian was asking if I was defending the police, and, I gave whatever answer I gave at the time. So what do you have to say on it?
Well, yeah, I really agreed with you that, like, when you're dealing with the courts or when you're dealing with police, you kind of know the maximum and the minimum that could happen. Like, certain offenses, you know, they could throw you in jail for, like, a couple months or a couple years, and they could just throw you the maximum if they feel like it. But I watched the video with him on the bike, and I just thought that he should have... I mean, I understand that certain events happen in the beginning of the day and, you know, he was peacefully served with the order, the no trespass order, and this other officer happened to be out and maybe didn't hear about it and tried to serve him with the same thing. I'm not debating that. I'm saying, like, the issue of stopping on him on a bicycle,
Oh, no, it's definitely a crappy situation, Jeremy. It doesn't seem like whatever he does in that instance, he's likely to get his needs met, basically. You know, I mean, there's no way it could come out good. Although, I think if I were in that place, I would probably choose to stop, because I want to make it easier on myself if possible.
Let's give a picture for those that haven't seen the video. Derek J. was on a bicycle, and he had just been served with some papers like a half an hour before that, and the officer was trying to pull him over, likely to serve him with those papers. In fact, that's what it was about.
Okay.
But the officer didn't know that he had been served, and he was basically... I'm not going to go so far as to saying refused to pull over, but it was darn close to refusing to pull over. So the officer's pulling up beside him, sirens flashing, signaling for him to pull over, and he's, you know, saying that he's going on home, which is really only, you know, another 100 feet on. But the officer gets out of his car, pulls over, runs up beside him. He still doesn't stop, and then the officer tackles him and shoves his baton into the spokes of the tires. And
I hate to see that too.
I know that Derek wants to show. You know, it's like the old Monty Python sketch from, I can't remember which one it is, The Meaning of Life or the Holy Grail. And, where King Arthur comes upon the anarchist commune and he says, see the violence inherent in the system? And that's essentially what's going on. Derek's attempting to show the violence inherent in the system.
But was he, though, or was he just sort of doing...
That's my assumption of it. Okay, so, I mean, I haven't talked to...
I wonder what it was going through his head, though. Was he sort of just thinking... I know you talked about this on Friday night, but I just wonder if he was kind of thinking, like, well, I don't want to pull over. I'm kind of taking my time to decide what to do. I'm going to keep going for now. you know?
Yeah, I don't know what exactly he was thinking about. And I'll tell you, Derek is really good at coming up with some story that, you know, is different than what I was imagining he was thinking at the time. So I'm interested when he gets out of jail, hopefully sometime this coming week, exactly what was he thinking. I want to hear the story. But I can tell you...
Are you saying that you don't think he's being authentic?
No. The last time I thought something would have been going through his head, he had a different story. And, his internal narrative was different than what I thought
it would be.
So
you're curious to get his perspective.
Indeed, I am. I'm curious to know what his perspective is. But here's the truth of it. If the guy would have pulled over on the bicycle and got his little papers from the cop, he would not be sitting in jail and all this hullabaloo wouldn't have occurred.
Jeremy?
I think he kind of provoked the wrath of his police officer, and I'm not saying, I'm not excusing the cop, I'm not defending the cop, but you know when you act like that, a police officer can go from 0 to 10 in a second. Like, it's his word against yours. Like, you just, there's a time and there's a place to say, like, you kind of have to pick your, like, I would have stopped the bike immediately.
Yeah.
I would have put my hands on my head. I would have dropped to my knees. I would have threw the bike aside. I mean, I would have done whatever the cop said as soon as I heard the siren.
And is that, are you coming from a place of, like,
frozen if I heard that siren?
Are you coming from a place of sort of, like, self-preservation?
Fear.
Fear, yeah, sure.
I mean, I think that's what really these instances provoke in people.
Yeah, I don't...
You know, a guy in a car with flashing blue lights comes up behind you, and you had better pull over.
Well, clearly both people are feeling afraid in that situation, right? You know? Because I think cops probably feel some amount of fear, right, when they're not... You know, they don't know what a person's going to do. In this case, they knew Derek, but in general, if they try to stop somebody and this person doesn't stop, they probably start to feel a little bit, their heart pounds a little bit, they feel scared.
Well, I think that, I don't know
not
whether
saying
the
that
cop
excuses
was scared
what
for
they
his
do.
Life.
I'm just trying to.
I think he was scared for his ego. I read the news story that came out after this, and it was a short little blurb. And frankly, the Keene Police Department sounds silly. They can't get a guy on a bicycle to pull over for them. And I mean, it just makes them sound like a ludicrous bunch of clowns. And I'm sure that that's what the concern is from. I mean, you know, imagine the ribbing you get going back to the police station if you. You know, follow some guy for several blocks on a bicycle with your sirens on and you can't get him to pull over.
Well,
you can't ram him.
Especially
a
gay guy, and I think there's a little bit of that at
play,
too.
Yeah, a little gay guy with a fedora on, and I mean, you know, it's a pretty comical situation, and that doesn't, you know, I mean, this is a group that sort of, uses its respect, if you want to use that term, or fear. You know, fear is its currency. That is essentially how they get people to work with them.
These cops are just saying desperately, hey, listen to me, respect me, you know, obey me. And they're saying that in a way that I think hurts other people. And Jeremy, thanks for the call. I'm going to have to let you go. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE is our number. Phones are loaded up, and I'd like to hear what you have to say. Stick around, there's more coming up.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and 4 other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
I don't know, it sounds a little Halloween-y.
Yeah, maybe it's a little spooky.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. I don't know, no matter what it is.
It's the,
this is Free Talk Live. I'm so transfixed listening to the music that I introduced the show. It's sad to be here with you.
And Mark, the April Fool's edition.
Oh, yeah. We're getting it good tonight. We're getting punked.
Yeah, we got Rickrolled right at the beginning. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, and the rolls just keep on coming, right? I don't know what you call it when it's not the the Rickroll song, but maybe we can make up a term. And if you have one, 855-453 is our number, 855-450-3733. And, yeah, let's go back right to the phones, Mark. We've got a...
Actually, I want to do a read, if you would.
Oh, sure thing.
Yeah, real quick, I want to tell you about Raja Mojo. They, it's a band, and they do liberty-oriented music. And I think that, you know, music, fiction books, movies, these are the best ways to get the ideas of liberty out to people. Because people will become excited and transfixed by the, you know, the medium and the ideas are invasive in and of themselves. Raja Mojo is a big band bursting onto the scene. At CDBaby.com, they are rocketing up the charts, and frankly, it's because great folks like listeners of Free Talk Live are buying them, these songs, and, you know, moving them up the charts, and I really wish you'd do the same. I went to CDBaby.com and I bought the audio here, and it's $3.16. They're like 79 cents a piece to buy these songs. There's four of them from Raja Mojo. You can go listen to them at YouTube.com, but it's amazing how far they're up there. They're number one in intelligent dance music, number two, 70s rock. Number one and two, they've got four songs, so they can be in different places. On retro rock, political, they're three, four, five, and six. These are ways that people are going to look here. They're going to say, oh, I should try this out. It's a very popular song. So go get these songs, listen to them, get the songs at cdbaby.com, and purchase them. You can download all four for $3.16. Like I said, it's easy. I did it. cdbaby.com. Raja Mojo.
Very catchy. All right, Mark. You know, I have some more thoughts on the whole Derek J thing. I think in that situation, there's really like two people who are really scared and mad, and they can't really, I guess, connect or understand where the other one is coming from. And so what happens is it ends up escalating, you know. And I think the only way to kind of prevent that dynamic from happening, prevent that escalation from happening, is to kind of try to stop down and try to connect a little bit. Seems like a lot of people around here have this way that they think of police and people who work for the government as, like, not really people. You know what I mean? Like, oh, you couldn't possibly relate to them on anything.
Sure.
Right? I call it enemy imagery, which a lot of people call
it. Yeah, that's a great terminology. Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know. I think it really tends to escalate situations when both sides have that. I mean, I'm sure the police have that of the activists, too.
I'm absolutely certain that that's the case. You know, to some extent, I think that the and I don't want to put the police in the system, the situation of being a victim, but to some extent, activists here want to do activism to draw other activists to New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying that's what happened with Derek J., although I tend to believe that that was part of the scenario. And you're not going to do activism to draw people without having some kind of conflict. And, you know, a lot of people are motivated by the violence inherent in the system. And, of course, the police are the front lines of the, you know, monopoly, a force that is the government.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they are the government's foot soldiers on the ground in America in order to keep us in line. And, you know, it'd be one thing if they were stopping, you know, out there stopping the robberies and the murders. And I'm sure they're doing their best they can for those things. But in so many other ways, they're peaceful. You know, they kick peaceful people out of their homes when it comes to, you know, tax sales. They arrest, you know, hundreds of thousands of drug users who've done nothing more than choose to alter their mind in a way that is illegal as opposed to the legal ways.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is what cops do. So, you know, there's a lot of people that feel that they're emotionally pit against the police.
Oh, there's no doubt that there are legitimate complaints. I mean,
and so when Derek, you know, if Derek stopped for the cop and took his papers, you don't have a news story. You don't have a video. So the video may result in some people picking up and choosing to come to New Hampshire in order to, you know, to do more activism of the type that I prefer not to see, frankly.
Well, I wonder at what cost those high conflict videos and stuff come.
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Because I think what they do is people dig in their heels on both sides.
Right.
And they have even more trouble seeing one another to each other.
I saw the video and I'm like, it should have stopped. Here I am. I'm completely on board with the ideas, the political ideas that Derek has. And I was, you know, nonplussed. Unmoved.
Yeah, I have to say,
I'm scared for my friend, and I want him to be well.
Yeah,
but
I do too. I hate to see any. I almost don't even want to watch those videos because I get so upset when I see my friends being hurt and just this conflict that doesn't have to happen.
And once the police officer is committed, once his lights are on, he doesn't have a choice. He does. He has to go forward.
He always has a choice.
He has a choice,
he
right?
He always has a choice, but
right.
He's committed to that.
He's committed.
Yeah, mentally.
Mentally, and it's really his job. I mean, what is it going to be like? What's it going to be like him going back to the lieutenant and saying, yep, that guy on the bicycle got away from me. I didn't want to use violence against him. What?
Yeah.
Huh?
He's trying to balance that, you know, he wants to be respected and wants to keep his job, I'm sure.
All those
things. There's a lot of pressure on.
And as I understand it, this officer was not one of the bad guys, you know?
Well, he's made into a bad guy now, I think, by all these things that portray him as evil or bad, right?
Yeah.
And I think, honestly, what you said about activism, not, you know, there not being a story unless there's some conflict, I disagree with that. I think that what I try to do personally is
I don't mean that all
conflict
activism.
Resolution. I
yeah.
mean, I think we could all benefit from learning more about conflict resolution and how to de-escalate these kind of situations rather than sort of trying to make, saying, well, I'm not going to convince this police officer because he's far beyond hope or whatever. I'm just doing this for all the other people who might be watching. And, yeah, that might work to attract some people, but what if you embrace conflict resolution instead?
I'm all for it. To me, the idea...
It doesn't mean, like, working within the political system or anything, because I don't espouse that either, but... I don't know. We do have some calls, Mark. But
okay, let's take them.
Okay. Let's go back to Taryn. He's calling from Georgia. He wants to talk about seatbelts. And Taryn, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here. I was waiting for some more banjo music.
You like that? Did you dance?
I did. Actually, we approve of that from Georgia. That was excellent. Playing all the time instead of Ian's Hard Rock.
Yeah, you can use a change every once in a while. I'm glad that we had that.
I appreciate the mix-up.
So what's on your mind, Taryn?
Well, I used to be a chiropractor, and so I've got a little more experience than the average Joe with seatbelts.
Okay.
And what really happens with them is seatbelts are a good thing. Normally I'm going to tell you wear your seatbelt because it saves your life. But just about anything from about 20 miles below, seatbelt will usually do more damage to your body than it's worth, because it adds a rotational force to the injury.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll tear one side of the spine apart and one side of the neck apart, where you would have a lot less, you'd really only have 1 or 2 degrees of movement when you get hit from behind. But with the seatbelt, it kind of makes it a three degree injury. It adds rotation in and tears some serious stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even wear my seatbelt, like, if I'm not going over 15 miles per hour, like in a parking lot or mm-hmm. driving around the store. It actually will do more damage to you than it's worth wearing.
Well, that makes sense, and I really appreciate your perspective as somebody who really understands the mechanics of the anatomy and stuff, but it seems like in most situations, at least when I'm driving,
15,
I am...
Rarely under 15.
Yeah, it's usually over 20 or 30.
I've heard a lot of people in New Hampshire say...
Yeah, then you should definitely wear one. I mean, it'll keep you alive, but what I'm trying to say is if you're just piddling around, it should never be illegal. Like, I should be able to kill myself if I want and not wear a seatbelt, but... But the flip side is common sense. They actually do more damage at low-speed injuries than they're worth.
Great to know, Taryn. Thank you so much for the call. I appreciate your expertise. This is Free Talk Live. There's more coming up. Call us at 855-450-FREE if you have thoughts you want to discuss. And stick around. There's more on the way.
How would you like to save $1,000 on groceries at your local supermarket? Great news. Now you can. As part of a national grocery stimulus program, we are currently conducting a special consumer spending survey in your local area. We're providing $1,000 in grocery savings to participants so we can study their buying patterns at local grocery stores. You can buy anything you want at your grocery store with your $1,000 in savings. Our certificates track what you buy and the research is complete. It's that easy. Participation is completely confidential and there are no restrictions on what groceries you can buy at your local supermarket. So call now to receive your $1,000 in grocery savings. Call now to participate in the National Stimulus Program Grocery Survey. Call now, 800-294-4119 for your $1,000 in grocery certificates. Call 800-294-4119. That's 800-294-4119. Limit one per household. Call 800-294-4119.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then?
For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy 3 or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live.
I love that show.
Welcome back to the show. Don't want to have any confusion there.
You know, Free Talk Live is an international show, and there's lots of people out there that probably have never seen the Andy Griffith Show, so this is a promo for the Andy, or the opening song for the Andy Griffith Show.
Thank you, because I couldn't place it either myself,
no, you
actually.
Couldn't. No, it's...
No, I'm a youngin'.
Imagine little Opie, back when Ron Howard, who is the famous director now, was, well, 7 or 8, you know, walking down the road with his fishing pole over his shoulder, skipping rocks and that kind of thing.
Sounds like a fun life, and if you want to have some fun tonight, you should give us a call at 855-450-FREE. Bring up whatever's on your mind.
Mayberry certainly was idyllic.
Sure thing. So, Mark, we've got a lot of calls on the line. I want to take some more of them.
Sure. Real quick, I want to tell everybody about archives.freetalklive.com. You can go there and get download. You know, for free.
Voluminous.
Yeah, it's just incredible. You can get every show that we have available to you for the last 5 years at archives.freetalklive.com completely free.
Free Talk Live has the biggest repository of archives on the internet.
I don't know if that's... I wouldn't be able to... I haven't checked all the other shows, but we certainly have a lot of them. NPR probably has a lot of free shows, too.
Yeah, I wonder if they go back that far, but yeah.
They're not going to be advocating complete liberty in your lifetime, though.
No way. Let's see what Frank in New York is advocating tonight. Frank, are you with us?
Good evening, Stephanie and Mark. How are you doing up there?
All is well.
That's good. We're rainy down here in New York. Rainy and chilly.
Better bundle up in your home with a nice
blanket. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. The only thing is, when I heard the story about, you know, the police following the bicyclist, the activist.
You mean Derek Jay?
Yeah, Derek Jay. I mean, you know what's kind of sad about that? There's a lot of energy spent on that when there could be other more important and practical bits of activism, if you know what I mean. And I have to tell you, I mean, I like the idea of the Shire being the Free State Project and everything, but, you know, you guys have a lot of nasty police up there and putting people in jail for very little cause. I mean, it kind of goes against the whole, you know, Free State Project. I mean, listening to that, I would say, well, you know, it doesn't seem to be too free up in New Hampshire. And But enough said about that. What I want
Let me address it. I don't think that our police are any different. In fact, I'd say that generally Keene cops are better than most, more professional than many in many places. And for one reason, they're used to being filmed. Secondly, they have requirements as far as education that is higher for them. But you know, if you try not stopping for a police officer on a bicycle and see what happens to you anywhere. I mean, this is I don't think that it's any different. Anywhere.
No, you stop in New York. I mean, I have to tell you, when I ride my bike along the Hudson River on the bike trail, and, you know, there's certain stops where the police have their, like, little, you know, where their cars are stationed and the traffic lights, you always stop, and if they come up and ask you to stop or something, you do it. I mean, it's kind of more from a public safety thing. But what's interesting, if he was served with papers prior to that, then, you know, the cop should have known about that in a sense. But on the other hand, I also know that from maybe it's different now in Keene, but, you know, 20 years ago, especially in the wintertime, a lot of affluent people would go to Keene to do skiing and all sorts of things. So the police were very kind of open and liberal, you know, provided people weren't drinking and driving and stuff. You know, they were kind of aware of, you know, the economy and aware of the fact that there were a lot of, you know, revelers and skiers and people that were, you know, kind of maybe not as serious as they would be in their day-to-day life.
Cutting loose.
Yeah, and the police were very careful about that. You know, they're very aware of that, and they didn't hassle a lot of people.
So but some people have privilege, basically?
I mean, the police in New Hampshire seem to be kind of aggressive and, you know, doing things that really impinge upon the freedom of the people. And as I said, I don't think that's the best way to sell, you know, the free state or the shire. But the issue I wanted to talk about, Frank.
Wait, hold on a second.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I pretty much agree with you, and I think that it's because of that enemy imagery that we talked about before. It's because
I don't think the cops are any different than they've ever been here. I just think that they're being focused upon, and therefore, you know, they're put into situations, and you know, what normal cop work, which isn't particularly pretty work, is being shown.
Sure.
We need to get like a good mediator in here. That would probably help. Anyway, Frank, continue on.
Your other point.
Yeah, the issue I wanted to discuss was the Iran-Iraq situation. And the fact that now the, I believe the Enterprise Battle Group is linking up with the two other carrier groups, you know, around the Straits of Hormuz. And it's very, very dangerous. In fact, if the United States, NATO, Israel attack Iran, Iraq is going to come in on their side. Even though they were enemies 20-some years ago when they fought each other, the point is the whole situation is going to erupt, and it's certainly not worth, you know, attempting to take out or destabilize a country of 86 million people that have a legal right to their nuclear research and their nuclear power program, just because a country that has over 640 thermonuclear weapons in the region feels threatened by that. I mean,
right. And also, what is Russia going to do? What are China going to do?
To understand that it's a dangerous world, and maybe we better stabilize the region instead of destabilizing former Arab allies and countries that
have
a right to exist in the region.
But, Frank, do you think, I mean, are you advocating the U.S. going in and, quote, stabilizing the region? What does that mean?
We're not stabilizing the region. We're destabilizing the region.
Well, that is what is happening right now. But are you advocating some proactive?
That's what happened with Saddam Hussein, taking him out, who had nothing to do with 9/11. It's the same thing that the George Herbert Walker Bush did in the first Gulf War of 1991.
Right. I think we're in agreement about that, Frank. I'd just like to know if you advocate the U.S. taking some kind of action to, quote, stabilize the region. Like, what
no,
did you mean?
Heavens no. Let the neighbors, let the citizens in their neighborhood deal with that.
Yeah.
No one gave us the mandate to be a big international policeman that actually violates the rights of the countries, their territorial sovereignty, the right to political determination. And just because, you know, one country in the region that's been usurping many things and resources in the region violates international law with impunity just wants us to go over and do their job. It's not worth it. It's time for the U.S. and NATO
to pull out of the region. And, you know.
There you go, Frank. Well, well said. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate
bye-bye.
Your thoughts.
You know, I was watching, I'm probably the military channel watchinist Quaker in America. I love to watch the military channel, and I just look at all the things that basically the United States military has in these stories and stuff like that. And
do you feel stressed out when you do that?
Sometimes.
Okay.
And
just kind of wondering.
I was watching, I think it was I believe it was the captain of the Enterprise, this Nimitz class aircraft carrier, one of the largest structures man has ever created, floating on the water, and these battle groups. And his terminology that he used is, when this thing comes into a region, it projects peace in a 400-mile radius.
Wow. Double speak.
Projects peace.
Projects peace.
As if threatening your neighbor is peace. Yes, I think that people... That it can be threatening if somebody has a weapon around you and they're liable to use that weapon.
But you can't bring peace through fear, though. That's the thing.
Right.
That's the point of a gun.
Yeah, you can have stabilization, but threats don't make peace.
No.
You know, I mean, if...
And even if they do, it's not going to be a long-lasting peace. You know,
it's not peace.
It's not genuine.
Peace.
Right.
Peace means that people are getting, people are getting their needs met. They're getting what they want.
They're trading with each other, interacting, having voluntary relationships.
It's suggesting that we had peace when black people were enslaved in the United States. It was suggesting, I mean, that's not a state of peace.
No.
That's a state of subjugation.
Yeah.
And that's what violence... brings subjugation in a lot of cases. I mean, you can have weapons and you can use those weapons to free yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that somewhere in the course of human events, being generous, maybe 10% of the conflicts have been about freedom and that kind of thing, but most of them seem to be powers going after each other for no good reason.
Yeah, most of them are religions and governments, and sometimes they're one and the same, having these conflicts. Let's go back to the phones. We've got a call on the line from Missouri. Dan's with us, and he'd like to talk about Trayvon Martin. Dan, are you here?
Yeah.
What's on your mind?
You guys have been talking about people's perception of the police departments around the country, and I believe the police departments draw that attention and that impression on purpose. In particular, one miscarriage of justice in Sanford, Florida right now, where there was the shooting of the neighborhood watchman where he shot a...
You know, Dan, we've been talking about that a lot on the show over the past couple of weeks. I'd ask you to hold your thoughts because I want to hear what you have to say. And if you want to say something, 855-450-FREE is our number. Trayvon Martin or anything else that's on your mind. It's on Free Talk Live, and there's more coming up.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com. As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.